This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. And I'll tell you, this is one of those weeks where I just can't wait. I wanted to do this show 2 days ago, but we're only on Sunday nights. I just could not wait tonight to get to the microphone. I have so much to say about the two tragedies this week, the media spin. It's just disgusting what the media is doing using these tragedies to try to take political advantage. We're going to break it all down for you tonight. I also want to talk about the NFL. And I had an interesting discussion today with some folks up at the grocery store. Our local grocery store chain, Publix, has some kind of a co-branding sponsorship with the NFL. And most Sundays they wear NFL shirts and everything up at the grocery store. And I always take the time to complain about it to anybody that'll listen, because I don't like the NFL. I don't like what they represent. I think these athletes are horrible examples for young people. And of course, there's a big story right here out of Jacksonville, Florida, near where I live, about four or five Jacksonville Jaguar players being arrested in London. We'll get into that tonight. Also, some news towards the end of the hour. We're going to talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And there's some really big things about to happen. And why do I know this? Because I follow the news every day on this. And it's interesting because with cryptocurrency, most people don't follow what's happening. They only find out about things once there's like a huge major story. But none of it usually comes as any surprise to those of us that follow the story day to day in the cryptocurrency world. And there's a couple of really big things about to happen, which could really boost Bitcoin many fold from where it is right now and many other cryptocurrencies. So I'm super excited about that. We'll have that for you tonight towards the end of this hour. We have a guest for you tonight, as usual, in hour number two. Our guest is Dr. Peter Vronsky, and we're going to talk about his book, Sons of Cain, A History of Serial Killers. And it's a topic we go back to a lot on this show. Many of you know I teach women self-defense. Part of that is I try to teach women how to be aware of unusual personalities, people that are dangerous, and how to spot them. And that's where my interest in serial killers started, as part of being an instructor teaching women self-defense. And it's sort of taken off as one of our big topics on this show. I will tell you that this topic, serial killers, also the JFK assassination, conspiracy theories in general, do very well on this show in terms of the downloads and so forth. So tonight, hour number two is serial killers. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And I'm going to be doing this probably tomorrow. I'm going to be putting together a playlist at YouTube of all of our shows that are on the topic of serial killers. And we have so many of them that are just huge, huge popular downloads as far as the replays go. So we're going to have this show in the can tonight. That'll go onto YouTube and all of our download sites, iTunes, etc. And we've got a playlist that we're going to be creating of all of these shows over at YouTube. Of course, they're still available on all the other audio download sites, but YouTube has this playlist option, which we've been using to put together. For example, I did a whole playlist of all of our JFK assassination shows. So those are there for you. All right, let's get into all of this news. Of course, we had two tragedies this week. One was no one was harmed. This, what they called him, the mega bomber. No one was harmed, but it was still certainly something to be concerned about. Someone mailing out pipe bombs around the country scared a lot of people. I certainly don't want to minimize that at all. I know some have said, oh, these are fake bombs. The media is overplaying it. Look, anytime someone sends a bomb to someone, whether it's a real bomb or a fake bomb or a bomb that is not constructed to actually work correctly, whatever, I think it's a horrible thing. And of course, you know, our sympathies go out to every person that was affected by all that. We then, of course, had a real significant tragedy with this shooting yesterday in Pittsburgh. The latest news is 11 people are now dead in this mass shooting in Pittsburgh. And I want to break all this down. First of all, I'm not going to mention either of these shooters' names. I like that idea. A lot of people have proposed that we don't mention the names of these people. We don't want to turn them into heroes or lionize them in any way. So we're not even going to mention their names. But these are two different situations. And it's interesting to see how the media has tried to capitalize on both of these different situations. So obviously, we want to offer our prayers and our well wishes to everyone that was affected, all of the wonderful, beautiful Jewish people that were worshiping on their Sabbath, that I believe there was a baby dedication going on, and just an incredibly horrible tragedy that happened in Pittsburgh. And this was just a crazy, insane, a bigoted person that hated Jews, apparently had a lot of social media posts about hating Jews, and then did this horrible thing. And there's a lot to talk about with that. But I want to start with this first situation, these pipe bombs that were sent out all around the country. And then, of course, the law enforcement was able to – this is the thing that confuses me, honestly – they were able to catch this guy. I mean, God bless him. They were able to catch this guy in like, what, 2 days? And we now know everything about this guy from South Florida, all the way back almost to his date of birth. And I wonder, when I look at a situation like that and I compare it to the Las Vegas shooter, which we still don't really know anything about that situation. I don't know how law enforcement can be so lightning fast, efficient in some cases, and then not in other cases. But here we have a case of a guy who's clearly nuts. This pipe bomb guy in South Florida, sending these pipe bombs all around the country. And because he was a guy that drove a van with Trump stickers on it and supposedly liked Trump, the media has spun this into Trump being responsible for what he did. And I just think about the logic of that. You know, I'm not a big celebrity. I'm not a big name guy, but I have, I don't know, tens of thousands of people that follow me online, that buy my books, that come out to hear me speak, that are on my email list and all of that. So does this mean now that anyone that is a fan of mine that goes out and does something crazy, that I'm now responsible? I'm vicariously responsible for what anyone does that likes me or follows me or buys my books. This is where we've gone to now. We've gone to this point where we're now saying that, not that Trump ever endorsed this guy or even knew who he was, but because this guy liked Trump and was a supporter of Trump, that now we kind of reverse channel that, and that means that Trump is almost as guilty as this guy sending these bombs out. I don't even understand that logically. But then we have this other situation of this Pittsburgh shooter that hated Trump, but yet the media still does the same thing in a slightly different way. We'll have more details on this after the break. A lot to talk about. Also later, the latest NFL scandal. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and the website is ChristianMoney.com, and the radio show website, with all of our free downloads, access to all of our download sites, the YouTube channel, the 24-hour stream. Everything is free at jimparisradio.com, jimparisradio.com. Here's what the president is saying on Twitter. This is his post from yesterday. All of America is in mourning over the mass murder of Jewish Americans at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We pray for those who perished and their loved ones, and our hearts go out to the brave police officers who sustained serious injuries. But that's not good enough. That's not enough. So here's what the media has done. And, you know, I was waiting to see what was going to happen with this crazy Pittsburgh shooter, this mass shooter. I was waiting to see that, you know, he was driving around a van with Trump stickers on it. Then the media would have really, you know, had a heyday with that. But it turned out that this guy was on the record on his social media saying that he hated Trump. I read a social media post where he said he would not wear a Make America Great Again hat. He would not even touch a Make America Great Again hat. So this is a guy that is clearly not a Trump supporter, but the media, they're not bringing that up. And when they do, they're sort of bringing it up tangentially. And they're simply saying that this is all because of President Trump and the atmosphere that he has created with his tone. So he's still to blame for this, even though this is a guy that is on the record hating him. He hates Trump, but Trump is still responsible for this also. I mean, I don't know how logically and rationally these people can say these things and that anybody would believe them or put any credence in them. It's so contrived. It's so fake. It's so biased. It's just unreal. Let me just give you one example that I was thinking about today, because sometimes, you know, the news moves so fast, you forget about things. And so I was looking at the list of the people that received pipe bombs from this crazy pipe bomb guy down in South Florida. I was looking at the list. And of course, you know, as I said before the break, we totally condemn this crazy pipe bomb guy. Would never suggest anybody do anything to hurt anyone that you disagree with. All that being said, the media narrative is that this is because of Trump. Trump is going after people for no reason and creating this environment for this crazy pipe bomber guy to start sending out pipe bombs. So let's just take one name off the list, the actor Robert De Niro, who is one of the individuals that received one of these pipe bombs. Now, I love Robert De Niro. I'll tell you, any movie Robert De Niro is in, I will see, because I think he's one of the greatest actors. And it's just such a shame that he's gone off the deep end as far as his politics. Honestly, I don't really care what they think about politics or anything really. I mean, act and that's it. I don't really look to them as having any expertise outside of acting. I love Robert De Niro as an actor. I could make a list of my top 10 favorite movies of all time, and he would probably be in more than half of them. I love the guy as an actor, but let's look at this situation. So we're going to blame Trump because this pipe bomb guy out of South Florida liked Trump, put bumper stickers about Trump on his van. And this guy had a long criminal record. I mean, if you do the research on it and you read the stories, I mean, he's got felonies going back to like the early 90s, this alleged pipe bomber. And I want to say alleged because he's not convicted yet. He's lawyered up. There'll probably be a trial at some point, maybe a plea bargain, who knows. But let's talk about Robert De Niro. So if you have a short memory like I do, I'm getting older. I don't remember everything. But you know, let's think about this. Before Robert De Niro came out at the Tony Awards, do you remember this? He came out at the Tony Awards and he walked up to the microphone and he said, F Trump. Do you remember that? And then he got a standing ovation for saying F Trump. Now, before he said F Trump and got the standing ovation, I mean, we could make a list here. He called Trump a punk, a dog, a pig, a mutt, and on and on and on. Now, I don't know what the media expects. I really don't. I don't know, number one, that any president that I can ever remember in the history of this country has been subjected to so much horrible attacks. I mean, F Trump. Can you imagine any time in our history where someone could walk up on national television and say the F word about the sitting president, and then on top of it, get a standing ovation and call the president a punk, a dog, a pig, a mutt, and on and on and on. And this is relentless. And I want to punch Trump in the nose. All of this stuff that De Niro has done, and the media's position on this is that Trump should just not say anything back. Because if he says anything back, then it is his fault. He is inciting violence by creating a tone, by responding to any of this. Now, maybe what the problem is that the media is used to having a punching bag. You know, they're used to people on the right just taking this kind of stuff and not responding. And Trump might be the first one to really fight back. I mean, some have said he should be above this. He should ignore these people by responding to people like De Niro. He elevates them. I probably agree with most of that. But yet, at the human level, I can't blame President Trump for responding to this kind of stuff. And it's just surreal that the media looks at the president as the one creating this atmosphere. I watched CNN this week, and for an entire day, they opened up every segment referring to the president as a liar. Now, there was sort of a decorum that existed where if somebody disagreed with something that the president said historically, you know, any of the presidents, or they felt like there was an exaggeration or a hyperbolic statement, they were more serene about it. They would say, well, look, the president misspoke, or the president exaggerated, or the president has a different perspective that doesn't match up with the facts. They had sort of a nicer, gentler way. Now it's just Trump is a liar. This is the news. This is CNN. But yet they blame the president for the environment, this hostile environment that's created. You know, of course, we've got the gun grabbers now. Right away, you know, we've got to get rid of all the guns. Okay, how do we do that? How do we get rid of all the guns? I mean, even if that was realistically the answer, how are we going to get rid of all the guns? I mean, this is the president had said maybe we should have people armed at church services. Guess what? Not a secret. A lot of people at my church carry during the service, including me. So I don't think that's a crazy idea. That's now being represented as some insane idea. All right, a little bit more about this. We'll wrap it up after the break. Then we'll move on to talk about the latest scandal in the NFL, a number of Jacksonville Jaguars arrested in London, and then we'll get into Bitcoin. A lot more to go in our first hour. We'll be back.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. A lot of things on the table tonight. And let me make this clear, even though obviously we don't like Robert De Niro's politics, we don't like the name calling, the F-bomb, all of that from Robert De Niro towards the president of the United States. He did not deserve to receive a bomb in the mail. I say that, I shouldn't have to say that, right? Because this is a trick that the liberals play. The liberals basically, if you disagree with a liberal, you are using hate speech. So a liberal can say whatever they want, and if you come out and respond to it, you are engaging in hate. Why can't we just disagree? So I have this position, you have this different position, and we discuss the pluses and minuses of our positions back and forth. The argument goes, the debate goes, and neither of us hate each other. But this is a trick on the part of liberals, and a lot of people buy into this now. And I even had this happen to me about a year and a half ago. A Christian radio station that I was a regular guest on, I got a phone call, and I was told from the host, I'm no longer allowed to come on the station, even though I never one time brought up politics when I was on their station. I only appeared as a financial commentator, only talked about financial tips and that sort of thing. And the listeners absolutely loved me. But because the radio station found on my blog that I do have some political opinions, they said I can't come back anymore. Because this is the thing, and Christians are falling for this trap as well, this idea that if you disagree with someone, so I can say anything I want. I could say the sky is purple, and if you come out and say, well, wait a minute, no, the sky is blue, then I get to call you a hater for disagreeing with me. That's hate speech because you disagree with me. Now, it only applies, though, if a liberal says something and a conservative disagrees, then it's hate. If it's the reverse, it's not hate, okay? So this is just a trick that the liberals play. And so all of these people that go on CNN on a regular basis pounding the president, name-calling, calling him a liar, saying he's not fit for office, that his one of these individuals that got a bomb had said Trump, his actions were treasonous regarding comments he made. I believe that was about the Russians. The comment was made that it was treasonous. They can say all of these things, and then if Trump responds, he's the one creating the atmosphere. He's the one creating the environment. He's the one that needs to tone it down. And again, let me say it again, because I know there's some liberals that just can't put two and two together. We are not saying that anybody should have gotten a bomb. This bomber is on his way to jail probably for the rest of his life. And he should go there for the rest of his life if he, in fact, did send these bombs. Absolutely. But at the same time, the idea that we're now going to politicize this, and this is what the media will say, well, the president shouldn't politicize this, but then they are the first ones to politicize it. They're the first ones to come out after the Pittsburgh shooting and talk about the politics of gun control and those sorts of things. So, you know, two tragedies, horrible tragedies, obviously the loss of life in Pittsburgh, and then the scare, the terrorism that was involved with sending out all these bombs. Both were horrible things. How we can blame the president for both, I have absolutely no idea. And apparently this site called Gab, which I don't know a lot about it, but it is a site that is an alternative to Twitter. Now get this, this is a site that's an alternative to Twitter. And so the Pittsburgh shooter was on Gab and made a bunch of anti-Semitic comments, made a bunch of threats on Gab. So as a result, Gab was shut off by PayPal. Like, boom, PayPal has now shut Gab off because this guy was on Gab, which is this alternative site to Twitter. But get this, the South Florida bomber, this guy that has this lengthy criminal history, this guy that apparently had been making threats against celebrities on social media for some time, had a Twitter and a Facebook account. But that's okay because it's Twitter and Facebook. So you see how this, the selectiveness of this. So they're going to go after this Gab, which is the alternative to Twitter, which I'm not familiar with Gab. So, you know, I don't know. I know Gab is doesn't have a lot of restrictions, so people can just say what they want. And maybe there should be some, you know, parameters. But look, here you have a situation comparing apples with apples. You've got the South Florida, this bomber that sent all these bombs around the country, apparently was reported to social media and they did nothing about it. And he was on Twitter and Facebook all the way up to his arrest. And yet that's okay. So we're not going to blame Twitter and Facebook in that case, but we're going to blame this Gab alternative to Twitter site for this guy. You know, if anything, don't you want to have a guy like this Pittsburgh guy on a platform where he's able to say what he's going to do so you could go grab him before he does it? I mean, isn't that one argument for letting – I mean, it seems to me that this guy had said enough on Gab that maybe law enforcement should have been surveilling him. I don't know. We can all have 20/20 hindsight, but it is interesting how quickly they go after this Gab site, which again, I don't know much about it, but then we have, juxtaposition. We've got the South Florida bomber who was on Facebook and Twitter, but Facebook and Twitter are not being banned by PayPal tonight. I don't know. It makes no sense, and that's really the problem when you look at these cases and you try to make sense of them. So you have one guy that loved Trump, and so we're going to blame Trump for what he did. Then you got a guy who hates Trump, but we're going to blame Trump for what he did. And you try to make sense of it, and you try to say, wait a minute, this is not consistent. How can you be consistent and say, but they, it's not consistent. It's not reasonable. It's not rational. And so, we turn the page, and again, our thoughts, our prayers go out to all of those that are affected. And, you know, you have 11 people dead, maybe more will die. And, it's a tragedy because now what do we do? Do we have armed guards at every church service? Maybe we do. I know in my church, several people, without drawing attention to it, conceal carry. And maybe that needs to just be part of church life now that we have some kind of a church security system. All right, we turn the page and we go on to this bizarre story. And I say bizarre because I don't even know what is the craziest part of this story. We have four Jacksonville Jaguars players arrested in London. Get this, over a $64,000 bar tab that this news report allegedly, it says that they allegedly tried to walk out on this bar tab of $64,000. Now, I don't know where do we even start with this? Let's start with the fact that I'm done with the NFL. I've said this time and time again. The NFL is un-American, clearly un-American, supporting this, kneeling for the flag. This Colin Kaepernick deal now with Nike and all of that. I'm done with the NFL. And you just look at these players. I mean, these players, this is like 4 a.m. the night before a game. They're out at a bar. Let's start with that. Is that you're getting millions of dollars to play a professional sport and you're out at 4 a.m. Then you have this question of a $64,000 unpaid bar tab. I'm reading here that some of the drinks they were drinking were $500 and $600 a glass. I guess so. If there's four of you and you run up a $64,000 bar bill at 4 a.m. while you're in London the night before a game. This is going to be a big story here in Jacksonville near where I live, but what in the world? I mean, what can we even say about this story? A $64,000 bar tab. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, our final segment here. Let me just close out by saying one last thing about all of this, the bombs this week, the shootings this week, just horrible stuff, right? When are we going to get to the point that we blame the people that are doing these things? I mean, isn't that what makes the most sense? That if you have a mass shooting, you blame the shooter? If you have this, all these pipe bombs being sent around the country, you blame the person that actually sent the pipe bombs around the country? I mean, this idea that now we're going to find other people to blame because of the so-called tone in the country, the atmosphere that's being created. I don't know where this ends. I mean, this is what I said to my wife earlier today. I said, you know, I'm not a huge name. You know, I'm not a Rush Limbaugh or an Alex Jones or anything like that, but I've got tens of thousands of people that follow me on social media and buy my books and around my email list and listen to this radio show. I mean, God forbid that, somebody with a bumper sticker with my name on it goes out and does something horrible. Am I then to blame for that? I mean, is that where we're at? I don't have bumper stickers, so I guess I'm protected in that sense. But I mean, what if someone that's a follower of mine on Twitter or on Facebook or YouTube or someone that's on my email list or someone that bought one of my books and wrote a review on Amazon, what if they go out and do something stupid? I mean, am I supposed to now screen everyone that likes me on social media, that follows me, that listens to this show, that buys my books, that puts their name on my email list? Do I now have to screen them as if they're like coming on board as an employee that I'm now vicariously responsible for everything they do in their life? I mean, that is nuts. But that is what they're trying to do to this president. And of course, everything is ginned up because the election is coming up here in a matter of just days. And by the way, I went out and I voted early. My wife and I, we went on Saturday. We stood in a little bit of a line, about a 5 or 10 minute wait. We voted, got it out of the way. And I'll tell you, the reason I'm doing that, and I suggest everybody do it, not only because get out there and vote early just so you can make sure that you don't have something that comes up where you don't get to the polls, but you know, there could be some violence this year at the polls. And I'm not predicting that, but I'm just saying, I told somebody this the other day. I don't know I mean, obviously, I want the Republicans to win in a week and a half. I don't want the Republicans to lose the House and lose the Senate. I don't want that to happen. People that listen to this show know where I stand, obviously. But I'm a little bit, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit concerned about what some on the left will do if they lose again. I mean, they went completely bat crazy 2 years ago, sobbing and crying and having nervous breakdowns. What in the world do you think they're going to do if they lose again? I mean, just think about that for a minute. What is that going to be like if there's another, if there's a repeat of what happened 2 years ago? And all of these polls that say that the Democrats have this so-called blue wave coming and that they're going to take control of at least the House of Representatives, maybe the Senate. Well, what if none of that happens? What do they do then? You know, it seems like, you know, and when you think about all of this violent rhetoric and you look at, you know, the things like Maxine Waters, the things she said, get into people's faces, go and confront them at restaurants if you see them at a gas station. This is the kind of stuff that's going on now. Can you imagine what's going to happen if there is no blue wave, if the blue wave fizzles? And there, in fact, is a red wave or even just a minor red win where there's just enough to kind of keep the two houses of Congress. I don't know what they're going to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm personally afraid for my safety. Even I told my wife, I said, my main reason for voting early, we voted on Saturday. I don't want to be standing in some big long line at a polling place on election day. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're just living, it's like we've gone back to the 1960s with all of this radical violence and no one can have a discussion without it being, you know, ratcheted up to the point of being violent and threatening. I don't know. All right. We've got a lot to get through this last segment. I do want to mention to you that I posted yesterday a brand new article on my blog over at christianmoney.com. You can find it. It's the top story over there. I spent a lot of time putting this article together. Why? Because people asked me to do it. There is a big thing going on where especially younger people just out of college are moving to Korea to teach English. And they're making so much money doing this that they're able to pay off student loans. Some are even saving up enough to buy a house, put a down payment on a house. Others are saving up enough to start a business by going to Korea and teaching English for just, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 years. And I wrote an article on this. I was just in Korea, as you know. I just got back a week and a half ago. So part of my trip to Seoul, Korea was I met with two young people, one from Toronto, one from the Midwest in the United States, who have been teaching English in Korea. And they share with me the ins and the outs, the good and the bad, and how much money they've been making doing this. And it is a really interesting adventure and wonderful opportunity for young people to cash in on the just incredible demand for Americans and Westerners, native English speakers, to go over there and to teach English. And you don't have to really just have a college degree. And there's even a way to do it if you don't have a college degree. They give you a place to live. They pay your airfare. They pay you like a couple thousand dollars a month. In some jobs, they even provide your lunch for you. And one young lady I interviewed, she's only teaching like 2 or 3 hours a day. And she has 5-day schedule, and then she has the weekends off. And it's close enough to where she's able to like even fly to Japan and, you know, explore other parts of Asia on the weekends. All right. A lot going on with Bitcoin. So that article, by the way, on teaching English in Korea is at the blog over at christianmoney.com. Every time something big happens with Bitcoin, and I predict it, my friends, those people that follow me on social media, they all say, Jim, you know, how do you know this? You always know this before it happens. How did you know to get out of Bitcoin? How did you know to get back into Bitcoin? Let me tell you what's going on. Basically, most people do not follow Bitcoin news on a daily basis. So it is not like the stock market where you have everyone consuming all of the same information and buying and selling the same stocks. There's no real advantage. I'll be honest with you. It is almost like having insider information. If you just spend about 20 or 30 minutes a day reading a handful of different news sites about cryptocurrency, you can almost know like in advance what's going to happen, and you can buy and sell based on that. And it's almost always going to work out for you because nobody else is following things very closely. Just a tiny percentage of us follow this. And let me tell you this, and I own Bitcoin. I own a lot of cryptocurrencies, full and fair disclosure. There's a lot of big things that are right now about to happen with Bitcoin. There's a new futures exchange about to open. Bitcoin is turning 10. I believe it's this week it turns 10. There's going to be a lot of media coverage because of the 10th anniversary of Bitcoin. Fidelity. Yes, Fidelity, the brokerage firm Fidelity, is getting involved with Bitcoin. That's going to be in the news this week. A lot of things are happening. And the one big thing that looks like it's about to happen is the approval of Bitcoin, the so-called Bitcoin Exchange Traded Fund, which would then put Bitcoin up on the stock exchange where people could buy it through the stock exchange, which you can do it now, but it's sort of limited. It's a kind of obscure fund that you can buy it through now. I talk about a lot of this in my book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, which you can grab at Amazon. It's only 10 bucks. It has all of my Bitcoin information in it, what news sites I read, how to get free Bitcoin, how to get started with Bitcoin, how not to get scammed with Bitcoin. That's all in my book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. But the word is that the approval of the Bitcoin Bitcoin as an exchange-traded fund, that is going to happen. They say it could happen in a matter of days. In a matter of days. Others say maybe in a matter of weeks. But what will happen if this goes through is a literal explosion, a rocket to the moon in the price of Bitcoin and a lot of other cryptocurrencies. I simply say this to you to say, hey, if you've been sitting on the sidelines waiting, you know, maybe you're going to wait, maybe you'll get in at some point. Hey, you need to really take a look at putting $100 in Bitcoin or a crypto before all of this happens. News and announcements. We'll be back with our guest after this. Don't miss it. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.